It was a wild one in the girls' game where the Dutch win 58-54. Joined by one of our two McCall Monument Monumental players of the game, Jenna Altman. Jenna with 15 points, 8 rebounds, and a big win over number 7 Gilbert. Probably the best game that you girls have played, considering Jenna just, 24 hours ago, really physical battle with Fort Madison. How big was it not to just only get the win, but to do so after a really tough game on Monday night?
Yeah, we wanted to just make sure that we stuck together this game because we knew that Gilbert was a really good team. And we've been getting some good wins these past few games, so we just wanted to make sure they brought that energy into tonight.
Well, and the game didn't start out particularly great. Gilbert hit a couple of threes. There were some turnovers. They were really extending their defense. Down 12-2, what was the adjustment there early in the game that kind of settled you down from there because things really turned around in a good way?
Yeah, we started picking up on the defensive end as well, and we just wanted to make sure that we were sticking to our strengths and taking some great shots and just sticking to our roles as players and not to force shots up.
Well, and that kicked off what was then a 29-6 run. And again, probably the best basketball you've played to date, sharing the basketball, defense turning into offense. How fun was it to finally, after 8 games, see everything kind of come together like that?
Yeah, we were talking in the locker room after the game. We were talking about how it was so fun to play together tonight because early in the season, there was a little bit of a struggle with that. But we just started to trust each other and making the great plays instead of the good plays.
Here, Jenna Altman, senior forward for the Dutch, following a big win over Gilbert. And not only that, it's so easy sometimes to maybe get that momentum and kind of lose it and let Gilbert back in, but really didn't let Gilbert back in until very late. What were the keys defensively that allowed you to keep them off balance? Their one player, number 31, Henningsen, kind of went off, but everybody else was pretty well guarded.
Yeah. We just wanted to make sure that we were staying straight up, not giving and-one opportunities, and just going out on their shooters, not letting them get wide open shots. So we just want to make sure that we were playing solid defense and not letting them have open shots down low or in the three-point line.
I thought the other thing that was really important tonight offensively, there were still some moments where maybe you kind of rushed a few things, but maybe your most patience on offense. I know your girls want to shoot. It's Coach Forsythe's style, right, to go up there and get shots up. How critical was it to try and keep yourself patient and look for really good open looks or at least shots that might be good putback opportunities for you and Maggie and Michaela and some of you underneath?
Yeah, we just want to make sure that we were taking great shots instead of good shots. Forsythe always tells us that. And we want to make sure that we're finding open players, not forcing shots up. Defense will collapse and we can get out and kick out to wide open players on the three-point line.
Things got a little dicey there in the fourth quarter. It got to a two-point game once at 56-54. And I don't know if it's ever easy or hard, but what was going through your mind? You got fouled, 2 free throws that ultimately iced the game. I mean, How easy, hard, whatever it is, and what was going through your mind knowing that, hey, we got number 7 here on the ropes, got to make these, right?
Yeah, I was just trusting my teammates. They were picking me up and that stuff. We had great bench energy as well, which also helps us a lot. So just focusing on my shot, focusing on my form, knowing that I'm going to make those shots.
And you did. The defense got a couple of big stops at the end, and you knock off number 7, and you beat number 14 last week in Keokuk, number, 12, Carlisle, now number 7, Gilbert. Talk about how this team has come together and rallied after those 2 losses to 2 teams that might be at the state tournament, Norwalk, North Polk. What has this stretch meant to see your girls really start to come together like this?
Yeah, we just took a lot of takeaways from those 2 losses, and we brought it into these next wins that we had. And we just made sure that we were sticking together, not forcing up shots, and just trusting each other on the offensive and defensive end.
Here, Jenna Altman, senior forward for the Pella Dutch. And now you will very much, I'm very sure you'll be in the rankings now with all those ranked wins. How important is it to close out strong on Friday with Newton, knowing that they've got some up and they're kind of a young up-and-coming team, and how critical is it to keep your focus, go into break at 7-2?
Yeah, we just want to make sure they pull out the win and keep this win streak going and just trusting each other and making sure that we take great shots.
And I know the last couple of years, the senior classes have all been super close, and I was at your media day. I've seen you guys all on social media. Once again, a tight-knit group. Not to say that other teams or sports don't have it, but what has that just meant, the camaraderie of this team, that not only are you 6-2, but it seems like you're having a lot of fun while you're doing it?
Yeah, Forsythe always tells us to have a good connection off the court, and then we'll see it on the court, and I think that's what we've been doing. Like in practices, we've always been hanging out with each other outside of practices, getting toys for the toy drive that one time. We always are hanging out with each other, and I think that we can see that chemistry starting to build out on the court.
And then on top of all of that, how much are you looking forward to a little bit of a break, knowing you've played 9 games, you've got some time to practice and really try to build this into a special season come in January and February? How excited are you for this little pause, looking for something really special after the break?
Yeah, it was hard to go back-to-back games, but having these next 2 practices are going to be really important for us. us, especially with finals around the corner. So just making sure that we are sticking together and working hard in practice to get a win on Friday.
Jenna Altman, 15 points, 8 rebounds. The Dutch will knock off number 7 Gilbert. Jenna, congratulations on a huge
Thank
win.
You.
Enjoy some rest, and we'll see you Friday in Newton.
Thank you.